been trying to tackle what is, I think, complicated, stomach churning, and difficult topics about why do people care so much about Jeffrey Epstein? Well, they care for a whole bunch of political reasons. And I'm going to talk about all that stuff, the politics of the thing, the hypocrisy, the flip-flopping, the QAnon of it all, the conspiracy theories about Pizzagate and the basement and it's Democrats and Hillary Clinton. We'll talk about all of that. Specifically, we'll talk about it next week, Friday. But I have been angry and emotional and sad and triggered. I'm a survivor and I'm triggered and upset because while Jeffrey Epstein is dead, and yes, it is undeniable, you'd be a fool to think that this guy who had princes of England and captains of industry and presidents of universities in his little black book in his Rolodex, that powerful, wealthy men, potentially politicians, potentially from both parties, it's stupid, it's foolhardy to think there aren't other people that are implicated that potentially committed crimes with Jeffrey Epstein. There was a criminal conviction. There was a trial. There is a person sitting in prison right now who was his co-conspirator, who's ready to go on the record. So yeah, we'll talk about all the politics of it. What is a cover-up? What does it look like? But what's bothering me now is that Donald Trump is our president and he's making these calls and we're all talking just about the politics. And I know that there are hundreds of thousands of women in this country that every time it's just about the politics. Think, what about what happened to me? What about this culture of treating women like this, of excusing men that disrespect and treat women inappropriately, and yes, some rape them. And to me, all of the information, all of the grotesque Howard Stern interviews, and I've listened back to a bunch of them between Stern and Trump. He did so many of them, and they were all kind of this debased, debauched objectification of women and talks of periods and threesomes and how often you sleep with it, just debauched. And all of the allegations, I've read through them again. I've read the women's names again. This was all known. It was all out there. Does anybody have buyer's remorse? Does any of this sit differently for people now? Because it sits differently for me, including that freaking Access Hollywood tape. You can say it's locker room talk, but was it? And in case you can't remember, listen to it again and see if it sounds different this time.
Moved on her and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and f her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a but I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look. I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the you can do anything.
It sounds different to me. It sounded terrible and was disqualifying to me when I heard it in 2016. It's worse now. Do any of his supporters care? If you care about Jeffrey Epstein, and any belief that people are sitting on information about folks that may be still in positions of leadership or prestige or power or wealth, committed these crimes with Epstein, and you think that is despicable and that we should have transparency. Where is your rage? Where is your outrage? Can you have the humility to revisit your defense of these things in the past? Your dismissal of dozens of women, your dismissal of all of this as, oh, that's funny, it's locker room talk. It doesn't seem so funny to me now. What are we angry about? What are you angry about? If you believed the QAnon, if you believed the years of Donald Trump and Cash Patel and Bongino and the Manosphere, all talking about the Epstein files and the Epstein tapes and the client lists and the... Where is your outrage now? Your outrage at this president for what he did or has been alleged to have done. Or even for what he says, how he treats, and clearly what he believes about women as our rights are stripped from us and we are told directly and indirectly to shut up. I won't do that. I'm Maggie Dawn. Thanks for listening. Please take care of yourselves. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together in defense of women.